Now, for the last 100 years, Vietnam has been enjoying and refining their versions of musical theatre, Cai Long. Pulling from French and other European traditions, Cai Long has evolved over the years into something very, very unique. And this month, the Association of Vietnamese Performing Arts, Artists Australia, is hosting a celebration of the centenary of Cai Long. And a little earlier this week, we were joined by Min and Le Twin to find out more about the art form and the exciting celebrations that are coming up. It was an absolute joy to have them in the studio. And this is the chat that we had. Seems like, oh my goodness. See, now this is always the fun with technology, especially on a Friday morning. It never wants to work. Here we go. This is the chat we had. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us in the studio this morning. What would you describe as the main difference between Western musical theatre and Cai Long? What would be the biggest differences? How would you describe it to someone who doesn't know anything about it?
Put in short, it's kind of like a musical drama.
Okay.
Right, it's kind of Miss Saigon or Broadway theatre, but the music is a fusion of Vietnamese traditional music, some popular music, popular music, even rap for now.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
But Vietnamese rap.
Okay.
But that's me. In the beginning, that was not the case.
Okay.
At the beginning, just simply a fusion of Vietnamese traditional music and French spoken drama, and also some elements of Vietnamese hack boy, which is kind of an opera, similar to like the Chinese opera.
Okay.
So there's a lot of drums and gongs and all that.
Big dramatic
sound. Yeah. And the music is very very much improvised. Rather than, like in opera, in Western opera, everything is actually written beforehand. So it's all new. But in Cai Long and Hack Boy, mostly improvisational kind of idea. Yeah,
so. That must take such skill from the performers who are involved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. My gosh. And how interesting for audiences, because you're never going to see the same thing twice.
but there's a framework.
Yeah.
So you have a framework. And then on that, you will have freedom.
Okay.
So that's both.
So there's a bit of a path to follow, but
exactly,
lots of opportunity to...
Yes.
This sounds really cool. Yeah. This sounds really fun.
They will mainly stick to the script.
Okay.
But they are given a little freedom.
Musical stars don't generally have an exact start date. They're kind of an era. How do we know that we're celebrating the centenary? How do we know that it's been 100
years?
Good.
Yeah, that's a very good question. There's been conflicting information about the year. So people, there was a source stating that in 1916, 17, 18. I know that a lot of people have agreed that this year is 100 years based on the one information that 100 years ago, an important play, actually staged at the Opera House in Saigon.
Oh, wow.
The performers, they are writers, they are journalists, and even some of them was like a promoter. They formed themselves into a little troupe, and they perform in this opera to raise funds for the reconstruction of France after the World War One.
Wow, okay.
And also to celebrate the end of World War One. So because of all this historical importance, scholars been picking this, selecting 1918 as the milestone. And that's the beginning of Cai Long.
Now, you mentioned rap in the genre. How much has it changed over 100 years? Have we seen a lot of change?
Yes, it has. 50 years ago, there's a scholar, Vương Hồng Sơn. He stated that, I'm very worried, for after 50 years, the genre has changed so much. I don't know whether it's actually Cai Long anymore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he did. He said that 50 years ago. Now, 50 years later, now we see rap and all the stuff put in there. It's like a big
pot. He would have a fish.
It has changed so much.
Mm.
But the question is whether it still remained Cai Long, or it has, changed to a different thing. And this year, by marking this celebration, we try to, you know, raise questions. Where do we go from here?
Wow.
You know, is this Kai Lung the end of the Kai Lung, or is that the, what's the future of Kai Lung? So these questions maybe not be answered at all,
but they're good to ask,
and it's a reflection of, you know, okay, hang on, that's changed so much.
Wow.
And what should we do?
Yeah.
Whether rap is a good thing or it's not a good thing, it's will be we have to sway and see. And other elements in that as well.
So it's as much about honouring the past and honouring the tradition as much as, you know, preparing for the future and seeing where the future is going to take us.
Absolutely.
And what is also amazing is all these 100 years that people go along with it. I mean, the ordinary people of Vietnam, especially in the South, they love this kind of, you know, musical theatre, and it's an entertainment for them. But it's also moral, education.
Mm.
Yeah, there's a lot of message in all this opera.
Mm.
So a very popular with the grassroots.
I think the main thing is different from this and the other previous Vietnamese traditional music theatre is that they're wearing European clothes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, now, of course, they also do wearing Chinese and all, but all, you know, clothing and all that. But the French spoken drama and the reflection of the society that they lived in is the main point of Kai Lung. So in this time, we also have a play which reflects the life of Vietnamese Australian in Australia for the last, you know, like 20 years.
Wow.
So the connection is the genre from Vietnam. We have Vietnamese Australian in Australia. Then we have also brought the Kai Lung genre to here, and we try to reflect how the Vietnamese people, you know, kind of get used to the Australian new life.
Mm.
What's problems, and how in the end we become Australian.
Wow.
Yeah. So
it's a history within a history within a play within.
Yes. Yes.
Gosh, it's like a little babushka doll.
You see how we started Australian agriculture. I mean, 220 years ago, for example, we brought corns or wheat from England to Australia.
And
in the same way, the Vietnamese refugee, when they came here, starting from 1975, they brought with them this kind of theatre. And it's kind of, all right, you grow it on Australian size, and you hope that it grows. It did.
Do you think it's a nice way for kind of second or third generation Vietnamese Australians to be able to connect back to their heritage and their kind of culture as well?
Of course, because in our association, we have younger generation who learn this kind of theatre in Australia. And when we started, there was one girl that was only 5 or 6 years old, but now she's the main actress.
Oh, wow. When she was 5 or 6.
That's
little.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, gorgeous. That's right. Beautiful.
That's right.
What a gorgeous way to build community as well.
So it grew into the next generation, which is a very good sign, because if you can't pass it on to the younger generation, it would die.
I think the main kind of message we want to get to the mainstream Australian is, obviously, this is like the heritage of all migrants to Australia. This is one of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we are Australian. We are many. We are one.
Yeah.
We are one, but we are many.
But you know what?
So this is what we're trying to hope is this. Okay, in one of these many, there's one cultural heritage from South Vietnam. We hope that we contribute to the Australian cultural heritage
landscape.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, and I think we need to share. Like, we now, you and I, will share pizza.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it's an ambition that this will grow in the future, and we kind of musical and cultural understanding for all.
I don't speak Vietnamese. This is something I could go to and really enjoy from the sounds of it. Is it in English?
Okay. In 1931, Kai Lung went to Paris.
Okay.
At the one of the
World Expo.
The exposition.
The World Expo?
Yeah.
We have it here in Brisbane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And Vietnamese musician actors perform in Vietnamese.
Beautiful.
So, I mean, just like you think that you go to see Verdi or, you know...
Big operas in Italian. Yeah.
And you could cry.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So there will be kind of text or program guide.
So you can just follow.
You follow. Yeah. But, and then you can... cry if you want. I mean, they did cry in Paris.
Oh, really? No pressure, Sydney, but they cried in Paris.
Right. So, but that's in 1931.
Yeah.
This is, you know, like you see, that's about 80-something years later.
Yeah.
We hope that we will touch Australian hearts again.
And that's the thing. That's the language of the theatre. That's right.
the language of the eyes.
Yes.
The language of the
soul.
You know, yeah, the soul, yeah, the body movement.
Exactly.
Actually, after that performance at the World Expo, the critic and the media people wrote, fantastic review.
Unfortunately, we're out of time, so we have to leave it there. But gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us, Jessica.
Thank you so much.